listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Yo, it's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. We got Trav. Marissa's in the house. Groovy Drew will be with us later on. Shelton's not with us. And today, we're going to talk about today's age of individuality. Why is it dying out? And why is nobody being original anymore and everybody's copycatting? So, today, we're going to discuss that. So, stay tuned with the Gin Talk Podcast. Is there anything you saw that basically saying that it's dying down?
No, it's just how things are now.
Everybody carbon copy or something.
Or you know what I'm saying? Everybody got doing what everybody else doing. Nobody wanna stand out. Or afraid to stand up, like, so everything is almost the same. From everybody want to do the from the dating to the lifestyle, because everybody think they celebrities now. So everybody want to be like a celebrity and live this certain way and do certain things. Like, you know, everybody know it seems like the internet tell people what they want to do, or like they look at the internet as their Bible. Like, shoot, this I'm live my life like this, and most people are doing it. So everybody doing the same thing. That's why you go meet people, not just on a dating tip, on a friendship tip. Everybody has the same mindset, pretty much. I had the same, we like minded because everybody want to do the same stuff. Be different. Not necessarily scared to be different, but don't want to be different. Being different is not popular, so they want to do the same right away.
Yeah. So what is the people be in the club trying to be the main character? You're like, damn. Niggas just doing the same shit. I mean, you going and basically everybody dressing alike and everything. Nobody's really doing it because, you know, back in the day, everybody could have their own style, but now everybody is like hipped on what everybody got. So you could just see everybody rocking the same shit. And I saw that when them J's came out, everybody's rocking the same J's. I think it was the 11s. Everybody's like, why y'all buying the same shoes? Like, everybody can't like, afraid to like other stuff. Like, people are now starting to like New Balances and shit. Well, back then, everybody used to get clowned if you wore New Balance and stuff. So everybody's afraid. But when it gets hipped on, it's like, man, I've been on that, but you were scared to do it. Because you were scared what other people would say. A lot of people have
I don't think just necessarily afraid. People don't know. It's like a lot of people lost. Like, so their identity is other people's identity. What is they see? What they see is what everybody's doing. So shoot, that's their identity. You know what I'm saying? Individuality is like being your high. What sets you apart from somebody else? Everybody, you like. That's why you meet so many people that lack personality. It's not necessarily they lack personality. They just don't know how to be. They don't know who they are. So shoot, they looking at they doing what, like I said, what they see and what they watch, what they listen to, or what they see online. So that's their personality. If you take that away, they don't have nothing. They can't hang. They like, nah, what you into? Whatever you into. What you like, whatever you like. So shoot, that's what it is.
Cause at one time motherfuckers was talking like Cat Williams and shit. I was like, why y'all talking like Cat Williams? Like, nigga, you ain't got no own personality. Like, niggas be like, they get their old swag from TV, or they say, I do this, I hear so-and-so of this. Like, they be, I wouldn't say it's like dick riding, but it is dick riding. Like, a certain celebrity to the point it's like, nigga, live your life. Like, on some other shit, like, motherfuckers be like, pray, oh, I'm gonna get the grill just like so-and-so. I'm gonna get the rims like this and so. Like, niggas' values and their whole priorities are fucked up. When we 60, boy, it's gonna be all fucked up. all fucked up. But like you said, with the relationship, everybody's like, everybody looks at TikTok. TikTok brings out ideas. People want to do this. Everybody want to do that. Everybody want to go. Oh, nobody was even talking about goddamn color parties like 10 years ago. Now everybody doing a damn color party and shit. It's like everybody want to be with the now and then. It's just like, okay, what's the next phase? It's like the internet. Like you said, the internet tells us what's the next trend. What we got to do now. What is hot to be entertaining to everybody want to get put on. So, it is what it is, man. How you feel about it, Marissa?
So really what y'all basically saying is social media is taken away from people being original.
Basically.
Yeah.
But doesn't, so y'all don't believe in following any type of trends?
You can follow the trend. You can follow a trend, but now trends have become a part of people's lives. So once this trend died down, they're trying to find the next one. So they keep following trends. You never know who they really are. So shoot, it's okay to follow a trend. Like, it pretty much everything is going converted back to being in school, high school, with people following social media trends. So everybody on this, we're hot now. So shoot, like what was hot like 2 years ago? Like whatever, what like the constantly change. And it started, like, you can see it in music. Like, shoot, everybody doing the same music.
Yeah.
Now, like, from the music, from the fashion, to the goddamn, either way they talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to talk like they from Atlanta.
What is talking like you from Atlanta?
You know what I'm saying? My partner, them
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to be all deep, man. Get fuck you mean, all that shit. Like, oh, come on. I'll be looking at some niggas and the nigga, they ain't your personality.
Like, oh, DC Young Fly them. And what buddy nine?
Not Drewski, but Desi.
I ain't Desi.
Yeah. Be talking like Desi and shit. And then niggas start talking like that shit, and then people be saying like stuff like, I mean, everybody catches on. Like back in the day, people said that shit was tight and all that shit. Now everybody's saying, I can't even catch up. I don't even know what the fuck they say now. I don't know what the fuck is Riz. I don't know what the fuck is. There's other shit. So I already know I'm my ass old. So I don't know what the fuck they got going on. But nowadays, everybody just doing that whole little trend thing. Like back in the day, it's kind of like maybe it's the old man syndrome kicking in because we see the young niggas doing this shit. Like everybody be lining up. Like that whole trend where the man get a bunch of girls and a bunch of dudes and they go around pass. Like, nigga, damn, y'all don't just talk to the motherfucker. Y'all get online and just ridicule the motherfucker. Like nowadays, people just embarrass other people for their personal gain. In public, nationwide, everybody see that shit.
Man, everything is certain age should stop. Know what I'm saying? Cool, it cool. Like you young and doing it, but when you getting older, you still trying to relive, trying to fit in. Yeah, that when it gets. Yeah, that when it becomes a real problem.
Niggas need to hang their jersey up, but they still want to play. Niggas still want to relive their high school days and shit. Like, okay. Sometimes you just got to be like, man, sometimes you got to go back in the house and take care of your family. But some niggas just want to, hey. Like this year, I ain't want to do nothing for my birthday. I just want to chill. Sometimes people just want to do the most, but fuck it. That's people's lives, though. So I try to stay the fuck out the way. But I do got a question for y'all, though. Now, this that we're going to get off topic. I got one question for y'all. Who's in the wrong for that damn 48 oyster shit?
That who?
That 48 oyster shit. Who's in the wrong?
You got to catch me up. What happened?
So, this girl.
Oh, the girl that went on the date with the guy and she ate 48 oysters. And what he did, I think I've seen something. I ain't never gonna look into it. So, what exactly happened after she ate the 48 oysters?
That nigga left.
He ran off on
him. I didn't want to talk to y'all about this shit. This shit just clicked in my head. She blocked the nigga. The nigga kept on constantly hitting her up to go out for drinks. She unblocked him and said, yeah, we can go out for drinks. So, the whole thing was drinks. She ordered 48 lobsters and some crab cakes, and he dipped out on the bill. But I just say, you saw the writing on the wall. Why are you still going through with it?
Okay, so she had blocked him.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she block him? Or did I been told?
She just said, I've been blocking this nigga, but he keeps on hitting me up, so I unblocked him. And so I finally agreed to go with him on for drinks and shit.
If she blocked, how she know he keep him up?
Yeah, that I was about to say, like, how he still reaching out?
That what she said. She said she unblocked the nigga, and he said he want to go out for drinks and shit. And then they went out for drinks, but she ordered 48 lobsters and some crab cakes, and he got mad.
Or like dumb. Oysters. It was a lobster.
My bad. You know what I'm saying? That shit? My bad.
I don't necessarily say he was wrong. She shouldn't have. I don't think she should have ordered anything she couldn't afford. Me personally, I don't go on dates if I can't afford to go on a date. So if a guy asks me out and I'm not in a place financially where I can afford to spend money, I'm going to just say I got some shit going on or I don't feel like it this week. It's going to be something. But if I'm in a place where I can afford to feed myself, I'm going to go out. I'm going to order what I will order if I'm under the assumption that I'm paying for the food myself, because I don't know what he's going to say when they get ready to bring the check. So if I can afford 48 oysters, then I would, first of all, there's too many oysters to be damn eating. And I can do it, then him leaving, that wouldn't have bothered me. But if I didn't dodge the dude or block them or brush them off, and then when they want to come back around, I'm going to be skeptical anyways and be like, oh, now you want to take me out? You must got some up your sleeve. So I wouldn't even be surprised. But why in the hell would she order that much stuff? Oysters ain't cheap.
I ain't going to lie to you. Them bitches didn't want to be in the Rockefeller. They was just some straight up oysters. And she just
they was just the raw oysters she ate this 48?
Yes.
I wonder if she was just ordering stuff.
Yeah, that I think. Here, my thing. It could be fake. It could be just some girl trying to get some fame. She just went out by herself and just did that shit. But she ordered this shit like 48, like four for this shit, and she was just slurping them. She said, "Why that bitch ass nigga left and all that shit." I said, "He should have just counted his losses, because you should have saw the writing on the wall. She wasn't into you. You could have moved on to the next shit. Now you in this predicament." That's just me. I was just wondering that. But yeah, it was just straight up raw lobsters. They already got parasites in them bitches too, if they ain't clean.
Why
can't
you say lobsters?
Why can't you say lobsters?
Talk about them lobsters. Do you want some lobsters?
My bad. My bad. Oysters. I'm sorry. But they ain't had no seasoning on them all that. She just put hot sauce, ain't no saltine crackers or nothing.
That shit, like, it really was a skit. I thought somebody said it was a skit though. Well, somebody just trying to put together one real.
Probably was. But it was just, I was like, well, if that's the case, then shit. But nowadays, people just think pieces and shit, so I don't know. I just wanted y'all opinion on this.
Who did you think was in the wrong? Like, if it wasn't...
I say it with him because he talk. It's like a nigga who keeps hitting up a girl and she keeps on, you know what I'm saying, giving him the cold shoulder. And then eventually, you keep on playing with fire, you know she ain't into you. You already know if she agrees to you, it's just, like you said, something up they sleeve. You better get a free meal out of your head. She about to waste your time. So he was
so
in the wrong.
You feel like he got what he deserved? He didn't get what he deserved. He had to pay for the food.
I just feel sick. He didn't take a loss.
He didn't take a loss. He time
was. Nah, she had to pay for the food. Yeah, it wasn't about 30 minutes.
He went and did, you know, whatever it was he did while he was there, and he left.
Mm. Yeah, what a lot of that shit. Sometimes you just got to keep on moving on instead of just, you know, trying to force shit. That's what I was saying too. But you're right. He didn't take a loss because he loved.
So what you're saying out of it is, if a female tells you no, or she says that she's not interested, you should stop trying.
If she blocks you, yeah. So you think you telling all these niggas, if you get, she blocks you because she ain't hit you up that one time, she blocks you and all that shit. Just keep on trying.
Like she's saying, she might have a change of mind. Like she was like,
I don't know why she blocked me. I'm just saying, okay, so let's just say living in this world, you're not single anymore. But in this world of being single and dating, maybe she blocked him because she gave somebody else a chance that she was gonna try to take serious that she was dating. Because sometimes you have to block me. You can't just tell them, oh, well, I have something else going on. I'm in a relationship. I'm seeing somebody. Sometimes they don't hear that. You have to block them. Because if you don't, they're going to keep randomly hitting you up. So maybe what she was trying didn't work out, and it was like, okay, well, let me go back and try this again.
Now, if it was like no malice intent and all that shit, then I can understand what you say. But if it was malice,
but we don't know what it was. Like, based on what y'all saying, it wasn't a lot of details, though.
Okay, my intent was, I thought it was malice. So I thought it was like, okay, if it's malice, you just got to go ahead and like cut your... But if it was like a mutual thing, like, hey, so avoid the temptation and all that shit, to heating you up and all that, block each other and all that shit. I get you.
No, clearly it wasn't a block each other. She blocked him. She could have blocked him because he was just getting on her nerves. It couldn't have had nothing to do with another man. Maybe she went in the headspace to deal with him. Maybe she didn't have the patience for him at the time. I didn't block people and, you know, unblock them. They don't be necessarily knowing they blocked. But you're saying if she blocked him, I just don't understand where she... I don't get where you going with it. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, if a girl blocks you on social media and she don't want to talk to you, that means she ain't interested. So you don't have to just be like, just move on.
Just because you block a man on social media, that doesn't mean you're not interested. Sometimes men can't handle being friends with a woman that they're talking to, dating, in a relationship with. They can't handle being friends with them on social media. I block men on social media and we still talking to each other every day. Men and dude I talk to now, we blocked on, well, he got me blocked on Facebook and Facebook.
So maybe I'm misunderstanding, maybe because I'm talking about...
The reason he blocked me on Facebook is because when we stopped talking before, he said he blocked me because it was going to be too tempting to go look at what I was posting. He blocked me on TikTok because one of my TikToks showed up in his For You pages and he felt some type of way.
But I bet I know where it went.
Yeah, you know who blocked me. I didn't even know he had seen it. And I reached out to him a few weeks ago about something and we started talking and we didn't start just talking like in a good space at first. Like he really went flicking with me. And then I'm like, dang, like where are these coming from? So then we had a car. He was like, don't you got a man? And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what you mean I got a man? And he was like, I seen your TikTok. I was like, dude, that was in March. It's September now. That went nothing. It was something, but it was nothing. So we had a conversation. He was like, once I seen that, I blocked you on TikTok. I didn't even know you had a TikTok. I said, I don't really post, but we cool. Like, we talk every day. But we don't talk about social media. Like, if I see something that makes me think about him or something that, like, we have a conversation about, I screenshot it and send it to him. If I see something on TikTok, well, of course, I just save the video and send it to him. I can't share it with him. So it's different reasons why you block people on social media. I don't like to be friends with the person I'm involved with on social media unless we were already friends before we started dating, talking, or being in a relationship. People take social media too serious. But I don't know where this girl had this guy blocked at. I don't know why she had him blocked. I might feel some type of way if I go out with a guy and if they run off on the check, like you just left when it was time to pay, then no, it ain't nothing else we can talk about because why did you do that? But if they come up and be like, they bring the check and then you tell me I got to pay for my own food, cool. I ain't going to be mad at you. But I'm curious to know, was that a skit or like what actually happened?
I think it was a skit. It ended up being skits now that everybody want, like going back to, nobody don't want to know how to be themselves anymore. Everybody want to be a celebrity. So like the Cheesecake Factory. That shit was a skit. Like
what was the Cheesecake Factory?
When the old girl said Buddy Tucker to the Cheesecake Factory. She said she wasn't getting out. It was a skit. It ended up being a skit.
That was a skit. I kept seeing that the other night when I was on TikTok.
Yeah, that was a skit. It wasn't for real. They're like, shit, I'm saying everybody want to be
time, there are women that act like that. They feel like they need to go to certain places.
I'm lost. What happened, though?
So, okay.
How much you be on TikTok? He ain't seen it.
You know, my shit be goofy.
But it was a TikTok. This guy was taking this lady out on a date, and they pulled up at the Cheesecake Factory, and she was like, he's taking her to a chain restaurant. Why would you take somebody that looked like this to a place like this? But then they were saying he had reservations for them at a nicer restaurant, but she kept him waiting for like an hour when he went to pick her up.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that always go. That still goes back, man. People be trying to date and get with people they don't really like. Shit, to find somebody that like you, genuinely like you, you don't have to worry about none of that.
Yeah, okay. I said, why he explaining himself? Just be like, hey, I'm gonna just drop you off. I said, why is she recording herself? I said, yeah, that's fake. Cause that would have been, she would have got off the phone. So why he explaining himself? Just say, hey.
Well, you know, people record stuff all the time, man. Like, that's the thing. And people be with it. Like, because people have, like, where they content creators. So sometimes people know that and they be all for it. Like, okay, you finna tell your people this what you doing today.
Oh, yeah, to get with me, get ready with me. I got you. The vlog and the stuff.
Yeah, anything like this. So, you know, you never know, but yeah. I ain't know that was a skit, but it can be some shit that could really happen.
Oh, it had happened before me. It happened to me before, and I was done with the shit. You be like, hey, okay. Now you, if I call you, say I'll call you back and all that, and then you just wait and wait and wait. You just gotta be like, all right, but just cut your losses. So.
Just get your losses if somebody said they're going to call you back and they'll just call back.
They don't call back. You're trying to see if they're coming up. Let's just say somebody, if you meet some man up there and he just said, I'm on my way. Or he just said, I'm going to call you back and never call back. Well, are you going to cut your losses?
Same thing, Mike. I get what you're saying, but I don't think it's the same thing.
You don't think it's the same thing?
No.
Hold on.
But basically, I'm just saying, still motherfuckers up.
Today. What?
I'm just saying, like, stealing people up. I'm saying, when you steal people up.
Okay, so you're... we were talking about the lady saying she was too good for the Cheesecake Factory.
My bad.
I thought you were saying that you had took a young lady out to
her. Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
And she thought, like, she was too good for it. Like, you took her to Applebee's and she wanted to go somewhere like the Cheesecake Factory. But you saying went out waiting on somebody and you got stood up?
Yeah.
So you at the restaurant waiting on me?
I was in the parking lot. I was talking to one of my homeboys. I told Trad this story. I was just sitting there, and I was like, "Damn, about 45 minutes, ain't it?" He's like, "Yeah." I was just talking to him. I said, "Where you at?" "Oh, give me about 30 minutes." I said, "Nah, that's cool," and I just left.
You ain't talked to her no more?
Nah.
Maybe it was taking her a long time to get dressed.
It's all good. Hey, it's okay. Hey.
You never asked her what happened?
She said she was getting, her hair did, and then she was done. And when she said she was done, she went home.
And then she had come to take a shower and put on clothes. So what she should have did was...
That was before then. That's before I got to the, parking lot. Then she said she was on her way. So I was like, fuck it. So I just moved on.
I was nervous to meet you.
Okay. But yeah, God works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways, so fuck it.
Was but that your first time, first and only time getting stood up?
I think that was another time. That was another time, too.
Same situation, or how did that one happen?
Nah, I think she was saying she wanted me to come pick her up. And then when I pulled up, she wanted her. And I see where she was at. She didn't pick up, so I just left. So,
was this before of your before or after your ain't shit?
Oh, this one I was. This was when I was 24 or some shit like that.
Oh, okay. It was in the early days.
10 years ago.
Yeah, that's before that
it
was
stuck winning, Trav.
That was that was years ago. I ain't really saying, but hey, it builds character.
It built character?
Oh, it builds character.
So what did you learn from it?
Damn, what hey, sometimes you miss this jet. We missed this jet. That's all you got to say.
So they missed the jet. That's what you learned from it is that
they missed the jet. Hey, I missed the jet, you know?
Maybe it goes back to what me and Trav always say, date who like you.
Yeah. But that was when I was learning about love and shit, I guess. That was growing pains back then.
Okay.
I guess. Because it wasn't the focus on yourself, Mike. That was a different animal. We're moving on. So, about the cheesesteak restaurant, the chain restaurant. I mean, then we had somebody on the show one time said they want Applebee's is not a date. I ain't going to say your name, but we know you are. But yeah. Yeah.
Man, it's this, and where that goes back, where people think, who you think people learn that behavior from? The internet. And so, they are a person to me, a person don't know what they like to their experience. Yeah. You can say, if you don't like this, 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 and this, you can go to all these fast places and probably won't like it. But until you experience something, you never know what you don't like. So, it just be for the internet shit that I like people, like I said, people like what they like because like, people like what other people like.
But they like what the world tells them they feel like.
Exactly. Yeah. Behind closed door, they like it too.
Anywhere
is a date. A date is not to get the. A date ain't really the focus on eating. It focuses on getting to know the individual. This is my whole point of this thing. Especially when you're dating to get to know somebody. How are you going to take somebody to a 5-star restaurant and you don't even know them?
That's a lot of money to spend. Sure. And then, you can't hear in certain restaurants.
Mm-mm.
And then, in the restaurants where you can hear in, going in Longhorn, and you know how high up them boosts and stuff is, you can't see who on the other side of them.
Yeah.
And you just talking like, no.
Mm-mm.
From especially in Columbia, never know.
Y'all never know who, where. But I went to the one on Macon Road with this guy one time. And where they sat and said, I could see everybody that was coming in, and we went sitting where nobody could hear and see us and all of that. So I was like, okay, now I'm gonna ask to sit back here if I ever go with somebody and ain't trying to be seen. Cause it worked out. No, we went to the one on Whittlesey. It was on Whittlesey.
I just been saying the one on Macon Road be booming.
Yeah, no, but we went to the one on Whittlesey, and when I walked, we didn't walk in together. So, and I walked in because I wanted to go to the one on Macon Road because I don't ever see nobody that I know there. But when we went, I seen these older women that I knew. But after that, I ain't seen nobody else that I knew, but I could see them coming in, so I didn't have to worry about who on the other side. Huh?
That'd be the worst feeling.
But yeah, people be feeling like a lot of women now, they want men to buy them flowers. You ain't never wanted no damn flowers. I ain't never bought yourself no flowers. But if he wanted to, he will. You don't even know what you want. You feel like a man's supposed to buy you flowers because that's what social media said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody don't have personality no more. You get to just not just like not saying that, not just speaking on relationship on tip. You just talk to people individually. You see everybody say the same cliche. You see everybody quote the same shit. Everybody quote the same thing. It's like, dang, I'm listening to a recording. What's going on? Y'all, what you like? everybody ain't like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, it seems like we in the goddamn spotlight zone for real. Yeah, the Matrix too.
Everybody well, I want somebody everything. To buy me flowers because I buy them for myself. So lift that little burden for me and go buy me some.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, that's something you like. Nobody ain't, you ain't see this, you ain't see no video, or you ain't see know what I'm saying? A bunch of your friends getting flowers. You ain't see this on TikTok. Now you all of a sudden, oh, I want flowers. It's something that you as a person, that's something you enjoy getting. So yeah, that's your thing.
I told him my favorite color, and then he went and brought something, and he brought the stuff in these colors. Aww. Like, yeah. No, that was the thing on Facebook. Some girl said it was, she posted a screenshot, and the dude asked what her favorite color was. And he pulled up with stuff in all them colors. Like, he had some flowers that color, some type of candy, like a whole lot of stuff. Like, people are learning how to date from social media. Yeah, and from the people, like Trav said, from the people around them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Cole. And then, like, that's why I said, they be wondering, right, dang, I don't really like this for real. And because you don't know what you like. Like, that's why I say, people need to take time to learn. I think it's more important to learn yourself first. Like what you like. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take a break from the social media world, or, like, even from TV and stuff. Well, TV don't show. Yeah, TV be the same thing on social media. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to figure out what you like. Figure out what you into. Because a lot of times, like, you be hearing these conversations like, man, I seen the same thing on The Housewives. I seen the same thing on Goddamn Love and Hip Hop. Like, come on now. Yeah. I think that's what everybody think they hit now. Most people, think they on Love and Hip Hop and stuff now.
Shit get oversaturated.
But I think a lot of people know what it is that they like, but they'll sacrifice what it is that they like and what it is that they want to get a person of a certain image.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, now you know you what it is that you want. You want a man that does XYZ things, that texts you every morning and say good morning, that checks on you throughout the day, that ask have you eaten and all of this shit. But you deal with this asshole of a man for whatever reason, and then you're miserable.
Yeah.
You're hurting your own feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But swear he doing something wrong to you. No, he showed you who he was, believe him. At this point in life, at our grown ass age, I don't think too many people changing. They already who they gonna be.
Yeah.
And if they're changing, they're going through a process where they're working on themselves and they're not entertaining anybody. By the time you hit by 35, it ain't too much more you gonna change. You're not gonna change.
You can't. That's who you is. Who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people be trying to, like, they be trying to, you know what I'm saying? They be trying to mask for it. You can't mask up for a long period of time. Most people can't mask up more than a few weeks or a month. It's gonna eventually come out. Their character gonna come out. I don't care what they trying to decide. I mean, trying to hold it or hide it. It's gonna slip.
So you gotta live your truth. Don't do that. Get in a relationship. Shit gonna look stupid. So, like Trey said, get somebody who likes you for who you are.
It's not really about who likes you for who you are. Y'all just
find somebody like minded. Yeah. That's what it is. Like-minded.
Y'all need to be like-minded, or y'all do need to be different and certain in some aspects where y'all can help each other grow. Like, two bomb ass people shouldn't be together.
Damn.
Because what y'all gonna get, like, if you know you lack motivation and sometimes you need somebody to give you an extra push, you might need that woman that say, man, get your ass up and go do this. Yeah. And it's not even them being your mama.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, he hit right on there.
But like, when they like you for you, like, you might be in a state where you don't even like you. And here they come telling you, yo, there's nothing wrong with you. I like you like that. And now they, you know, you don't need to be doing what the fuck you doing, and then they telling you, "Oh, I like it."
Places like this is like drug addicts, like they drug addict, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I mean, you with somebody that like you for you,
yeah,
whoever you may be. But you really gotta, like, if you know a person is nonchalant, and you know that, or you know that they got this asshole mentality, you either gonna deal with it or you ain't. Don't try to make them become this soft, sensitive person.
Mm-mm.
And learning love languages are important. You can't expect them to love you in your love language. if your love language is words of affirmation or physical touch, but there's a acts of service, they're gonna do acts of service to show you that they love you.
Mm-hmm. You and another thing, you got to love people how they want to be loved, and not how you would give love. Yeah. Cause shit, a lot of people be loving people like this. How I am, like people say, this how I show love. But that never leads to a successful relationship. Loving somebody how you love, because that person is gonna still be lacking. And once that person start lacking, that's how all that stuff start creeping into your relationship. You gotta love people how they want to be loved, and not how you. You been loving, you know what I'm saying? Cause you probably been loving somebody the same person, the last 2 to 10 relationship or 5 relationship. You been loving them doing the same thing, and all on failure because you be loving them how you give love and not how they want to receive love.
Yeah, it's really a 2-way thing. You really and truly, like, you got to be with a person that's open. I feel like if you're an open minded person, you need to be with an open minded person.
Yeah.
Like, with what you saying, you would need a woman that's okay with trying different things. But if you a woman that's okay with trying different things, I feel like most of the time women are more willing to bend than men are.
Yeah, they are.
Me to wear this? Okay. Oh, he like this? Then that's what she gonna do. It's not very often that a woman tell a man, oh, I like when you wear blue because blue looks good on you. He ain't finna go buy a whole bunch of blue clothes. But if a woman find out that a man's favorite color is blue, she gonna go buy a whole lot of blue shit.
True.
Because he like blue. So women bend more than men do. Most men are closed-minded. Like, they gonna do whatever the fuck they been doing. Because one thing they know, if it don't work with this woman, it's the woman that's gonna come along, she gonna go along with it.
That's why they say that the quote really always stands, like, for a man when he get a certain age. When he is who he is when he hit this age, because he ain't gonna change.
35. Ain't gonna change. I feel like once they 35 and up, they're not changing. And definitely once they over 40, they ain't changing.
They did say that man's at 35, that's what it is. That's like the what they peak at. So yeah. It's crazy.
So if you see find like ladies, you see a dude who's a bomb, he's a bomb at 35, that he gonna be a bomb forever. You see a dude who's unmotivated at 35, he's gonna be that forever. You see a dude who ain't shit at 35, he ain't gonna be shit forever. Like, there's no changing. The only thing gonna change is might change as a life changing event.
Something.
And that still won't change. It'll change for a minute. He'll get in his feelings, become emotional, pour his heart out to somebody, and still be the same man he was 2 weeks before that life-changing event.
Damn.
He'll sit around and cry, and I'm scared that I'm going to die alone, but you're not going to do anything to keep you from dying alone. You're not going to treat a woman right. You ain't going to change your asshole ways or nothing. They be scared for a moment, but then it's shit. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of men like to do that woe is me shit. Play the victim role.
That's kind of personal.
Because, I mean, I've dealt with a lot of men. Like, and it just be like, no. No.
I ain't with a man. You can't never stop wanting more in life. You just can't, for it, for your relationship, for anything. You gotta always, like, each day you wake up, you're like, damn, what more can I do? And you know what I'm saying? It's never too, as a man, as a person, it's never too late to practice good habits. Like, you get in the habit of doing something, it'll turn into progression. Like, you gotta practice, like, I know bad habits always be brought up, but it's cool. And it's easy to practice, start practicing a good habit. You know what I'm saying? Practicing a good habit might be something small as, I'm going to start making my bed every day. I'm going to walk 5 minutes.
Discipline.
Developing discipline for a man is one of the most important things you can ever do in life.
Because you, once you discipline and you can control your mind and you control your temptation, ain't nothing can stop you. You got, you know what I'm saying? As a man, you got to make decisions. And people saying, like, what, like, man, I associate masculinity with vision and decision making. Masculinity is not being able to, ain't about being the strongest, ain't about being the wealthy. It's about your vision and where you can lead a person, a family to. You can't be masculine and don't have a vision or don't have a plan. And like, that's why I say you can't associate money with masculinity, because shit, you can have a lot of money and don't have a plan. Shit, you can be, shit, you be in the same place. Just blowing the money, or goddamn, you just there. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always about having a vision and having a plan to where you're going, where you want your family to go. Especially you got kids. It's shit. You gotta have a vision for your whole family, for your wife, for your kids, everybody.
You gotta have a vision for yourself before you can have
one for yourself, most important. Yeah.
The only person gonna stop you is you as a man. That's the only thing gonna stop you is you.
And they really just going back to the individuality thing. Like, a lot of people don't have vision, you know what I'm saying? People see other people's vision and trying to make it their own. And
you know,
work like that.
You're right, because you see a lot of dudes, they want to feel belong to another clique or something, and they get lost and they get knocked off their trail and all that shit. And so you see a lot of these young men, you know what I'm saying, they trying to find their way and all that shit, and then they get lost because they want to find, they trying to find themselves because, you know, they still young and all that shit. And then they get around a bad circle and then they get knocked off. And sometimes, like you say, you got to grow up and have your vision, what you want. Some of these guys ain't got a vision. They trying to create a vision. So they just lose their ways trying to find love or acceptance from something.
They lose their ways a lot of time trying to find themselves, trying to figure out who they are. You know what I'm saying? You can't, if you, that's like a person wanting peace. You can't want peace if you ain't at peace. You got to be rule number one. You got to take care of you first. You got to take care of you. You got to be in a space to do anything. You love. You got to be in a space to make progress. Like, if you ain't in no white mindset, I don't care what opportunity get put in front of you. I don't know. I don't care what you got in your grasp. You're going to fuck it up because you ain't in that right place to receive. That's just like getting a blessing from God. Yeah. You get a blessing easily, but what you going to do with it?
True.
You got to be in the right mindset to handle it. A lot of people ain't in the right mindset to handle what is being given.
That's a fucking fact right there. You get that money. Hey, you fuck up 10,000, you can fuck up a million.
See, athletes do it all the time. She rappers, athletes, all that. Yeah. She get all that money.
More money.
Yeah, two places. I ain't got nothing.
More money do not solve shit. Because you will blow it. So, it's all about growing up. Stand on business. Standing on business. But yeah, man. It's good, though. You got to keep on moving.
Keep not too tired and yawning in the middle of talking.
Mm-mm. Had a stretch.
He don't say like we didn't just hear him yawn.
I do apologize, people. I do apologize for my
But just when you say that you're not tired.
That's what we started. When you tired?
Take my monkey ass to that damn gym. Fuck that.
Learn who you are. Find out what you like, who you like, what you like to do in life.
Not the image of who you like.
Not the image of who you like. Yeah, because that was going on for real. A lot of people like the image of who they like. You know what I'm saying? You got.
Oh, we look good together.
Yeah, and you got. And to me, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna say my piece. Like, especially average dudes, regular dudes. You know what I'm saying? They have this image, like the own women. They really trying to go for, or you know what I'm saying? The IG models, or like you see all the people be on TV and stuff. Like, you're a regular Joe. I'm like this. The truth is, you're a regular Joe. As a regular Joe, your options are very limited. If you are not rich or you ain't got no status. So instead of shooting for the stars, I ain't telling you not to shoot for, you want to shoot for the stars, shoot for the stars. But you can shoot for, people can shoot for the stars, million years ain't got that yet. So you can shoot for the stars or you can just find somebody like you. Because it's going to, because you're not going to obtain that until you attain something major in your life. So,
yeah.
It's just like, as I used to, because you to me, I see that most of dudes. Now, I know women have their preferences, but you got these dudes that want this, ain't going to never get that.
Make sure they ain't insecure.
Yeah.
That motherfucker going to lose their fucking mind. They see all them likes on her pic. Nah, I'm for real, shit, niggas. You gotta be fucking secure with yourself. You gonna deal with an IG model or that, you better be.
It doesn't even have to be an IG model. If you gonna deal with a woman, an attractive woman that's secure within herself, you gotta be able to match that security too.
Yeah. So, but a lot of niggas don't do that. There's a lot of emotions. A lot of emotion.
But yeah, men be insecure about unattractive women too. Like,
oh, they do that shit, and it should be funny. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm sorry, but it'd be funny. It'd be funny.
You know what? I learned something too. Going back to the regular men, the regular man. The regular man isn't like a lot of men ain't used to women. So a lot of that come from them not being used to women. So that's why they act weird and do weird shit because they're not used to women. And once you're not used to that, you know what I'm saying? Once you're not, they're one of the most dangerous individuals in the world, men who are not used to women. Because they're
doing
everything to you and for you. Like, hey, chill out.
So you about to kill everybody because of her?
Yeah.
You don't see that girl over there? You don't see all these women in the way. You over there about to cry over one girl, don't want you. That is fucked up. Some niggas are just delusional.
Yeah, a lot of men are, like I said, a lot of men are more like, I know women get to slap being delusional, but a lot of men are delusional too, so.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to that sense, like, come on.
But like you said, like some women who are unattractive, the man will talk about her like a dog and all that, but let her get some attention from another man. That nigga about to shoot up everybody. Shit crazy.
Yeah.
So, hey. You gotta do what you gotta do, people. Hey, man, you need to man up. Stop being a little bitch. Just man up.
Said, put it in harsh there, fella.
Ah, shit, life is harsh.
What is manning up, though?
Manning up meaning taking care of your business. And whatever that business is, make sure you're doing what you have to do to make yourself the best version of yourself. And if you're not making yourself the best version of yourself, then you're not doing something. You're going to lose the game. Life is going to pass you by, and then you're going to regret shit.
So we just stayed early. Life started to pass you by at 35. I ain't going to say at 30 for real. 32, because a lot, unless something major happens, you still going to be. That's one thing. Don't let life pass you by, though, for real, man.
Yeah.
Like, even if you think it passed, start developing good habits. So start making progress. Sometimes if you don't like where you at in life and you don't like what you're doing in life, change it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to change it, just continue doing on what you're doing. But if you got some slightly you want to make better, you want to leave an impact on this world, or you don't want to just go out just being, I ain't saying that in a relationship status, but like just being a better version of you. You start with one good habit a day.
And don't be afraid to do anything. I think a lot of people are scared to fail. So once you get over that damn shit, life is going to be a lot easier. Trust me, you never know. You're scared to apply for that job, even though you ain't qualified for that shit. You never know. They might take a chance on your ass. Go overseas, too. If you need to.
Not you talking about you and you got regrets because you didn't go overseas.
I got another opportunity, but it look like it ain't gonna happen.
Why?
There you go, putting doubt in. You can't put doubt.
No, I talked to them today. They put it on hold because of what's going on in Israel.
Oh.
So,
Yeah, hold doesn't sure. mean that it's over with. A delay does not mean a denial. So, hey, it may
still happen. Oh, no. I told them this is whatever they call that. I've just been applying for other jobs. I may go overseas 1 year and come back.
Next year.
Yeah. Go buy a studio somewhere so we can record and shit. But yeah, don't be afraid to do that. Young man, just go out there for real. On some real shit, you can be in a bad place and a whole lot can change in a year and shit, man. Like Trav said, and Marissa be giving y'all the blueprint. Y'all niggas just don't take the shit. So, in a good way, Marissa. In a good way. I'm just saying, you be telling how the nigga the man fuck up. If they listen to the show, shit, listen.
It's not about manning up. It's like Trav just said, what you said, you didn't put masculinity with what? Because like, manning up just don't always go with that. Like,
yeah, it don't go with that, man.
Gotta like have your shit together and have your shit together for you, not for somebody else.
Yeah. I do pray for everybody. Hope everybody get this shit together though. On some real shit.
And I mean that goes for women too. Like a lot of people now are like looking for help. And it's men and women looking for help. And I think now with the cost of living being so high, everything just being so expensive, it's a lot of people together because they need help. They need each other. So yeah, we in love. Let's be in a relationship. Cause I need somewhere to stay. You need some help paying your bills or whatever the situation may be. And we're gonna act like we like each other and we ain't got shit in common. Just because I need a roof. He need a roof and she don't want to pay all them bills by herself no more.
That's love.
So I guess you'll grow to love somebody. Because people homeless and struggling.
You got Will and Jay to love. You hear it first from Gen Talk Podcast, people.
you gonna persist and put that in there.
Come on, you want to talk about this so bad. How many times we
got? Yeah, I was just saying.
I don't doubt that Will and Jada love each other. They just have a different type of love.
That's how it is. Like you just said. Hey, I love you, but you do what the fuck you want to do, and I do what the fuck I want to do. I still love you. And that's probably what it is. Shit. Love, have your own relationship. Have games and shit. Do whatever. Because she said she wished. She said, I heard that rumor about being swingers, but I wish. So, hey, Will said, hey, what you want to do?
People put too many emphasis on celebrity relationships.
They really do.
I'm about that shit.
Oh, boy. I'm about to see him blue face ass, boy. I swear to God. But yeah. So what time is it?
We got about an hour, man, but you ain't get about 45 minutes.
Y'all have anything on your mind? Y'all want to give off your chest?
You did. I get all things.
Yeah, Trey went hard.
Yeah, he did. I was a damn preacher. He said, you fuck nigga, get your shit together.
Yeah, he said what he had to say. And stood on it. And then he said it with his chest out.
Oh, shit, boy. But yeah, we appreciate y'all tuning in. You know, want y'all to do good in life. Want y'all to stand on business. As always, it's the Gen Talk Podcast. And as always, we in the jungle, baby. Is it?